Well, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is working around the clock on the ground, helping deliver supplies, trying to save lives and help people recover from Hurricane Milton, which hit last night. Kamala Harris, the person pretending to be the president since the Democrat coup ousted old Joe, is busy yucking it up, pretending to drink beer with comedians and hanging out with floozy podcasters. Her campaign is so proud of what may be the biggest cringeworthy moment ever broadcast on television, that they clipped that segment and posted it on her official Twitter account. And as you can see, every single comment is negative. The Hodge twins say, they got you drinking beer on talk shows, trying to seem like a normal American. You must be losing bad. Seriously, drinking while victims of Hurricane Helene are drowning? What's wrong with this woman? You're trash. There's actor Kevin Sorbo. Americans are dying in North Carolina. Literally, almost every single comment is ripping her to shreds. And it doesn't take a genius to figure out why FEMA became woke and a joke, and under the Biden-Harris administration, reprioritized their resources and their money to give it all to illegal aliens, so they don't have the funding to help hurricane victims, Americans, this season. Here is the new FEMA director under the Biden administration, the first woman to head the agency, Deanne Criswell.
The more our workforce resembles the nation we serve, the better that we will serve it. We are adapting our recruiting efforts to reach individuals from underrepresented communities by partnering with organizations like Historically Black Colleges and Universities and other minority-serving institutions.
So there are too many white people working in FEMA. So that's how they decided to improve the organization, by making sure there are less white people. Stay tuned because there's more to come in this video. But real quick, subscribe to my channel if you're new here, because if you are new here, it's a miracle you found this video in the first place, because my channel has been shadow banned for years. YouTube doesn't want me to get to 2 million subscribers, so give it a subscribe. And maybe by some miracle, it may happen. And here's Kamala Harris on an emergency call with the heads of the Department of Homeland Security, the diversity hire from FEMA, the head of the Coast Guard, the head of the National Weather Service, trying to coordinate the response to these terrible hurricanes, when Kamala realized that this wasn't just a private call, this was a public call, and her staff had been feeding her questions off camera in order to ask the heads of these different departments.
We really got to watch those areas and those communities. So it takes quite a while for that water to drain.
Thank you very much.
She covered her mouth and then said, live broadcast, because, well, she can't do anything off the top of her head and needs a teleprompter or her staff to be feeding her questions, or the media to give her the questions in advance of things like the debates. And this is who the Democrats want to be the next leader of the free world.
To the people of Florida, and in particular, the people of the Tampa region, we urge you to take this storm seriously.
Take the storm seriously, Floridians. Apparently, Camelface thinks that they have never heard of hurricanes before. Kamala's in so far over her head that even the Clown News Network can't believe that when she was just on The View and asked if she would do anything differently than Joe Biden has done, she said no, and then took credit, saying that she was part of all the decisions of his administration, which is obviously destroying our country. And so here's the Clown News Network just utterly shocked at such a moronic response.
I'm surprised, frankly, that she doesn't have more to say about this, given that she and her campaign know that this is one of the main questions that voters have about her. And one of the main things she's been trying to establish as part of her candidacy is the idea that she would represent a break from the past 4 years, and to not be able to
look
come
at
up
how
with
disappointed
something
they look
to say in that moment. She continues to not be particularly nimble on her feet in a lot of these interviews. And this is a very obvious question that gave her an opportunity, frankly, to differentiate herself in a way that would have made news, that would have answered, I think, the curiosity of a lot of voters who want to know how she would lead differently, and she's not very specific in laying that out, and she can't point to a decision she would have made differently, which, you know, in an electorate that thinks that doesn't like the way this administration has led and that doesn't like the track that the country is on, that may not be a very satisfactory answer.
I mean, it's a delicate dance, because it's not as if she's coming in. It's not as if she just fell out of a coconut tree. She's been part of this administration as the vice president for 4 years now. She did later talk about the fact that she would put a Republican in her cabinet, which she first told me over the summer. And then
a fake Republican, a rhino, someone like Liz Cheney or crying Adam Kinzinger. They're not Republicans. And think of how dumb that actually sounds to the Democrats. The Democrats hate us. They hate Republicans. Why would they want a Republican in her cabinet at all? She put her foot in her mouth so bad on The View that the Trump campaign just took this clip and then, wait for it.
Well, if anything, would you have done something differently than President Biden during the past 4 years?
There is not a thing that comes to mind in terms of, and I've been a part of most of the decisions that have had impact.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
And here is a training video from FEMA in order to brainwash the morons into, well, cultural Marxism.
When working to build an inclusive exercise program, it can be helpful to use the following approach. Thoughtfully consider inclusivity, diversity, equity, and accessibility throughout all aspects of a program or project. Create an inclusive culture by recognizing, understanding, and working to address individual biases. Listen to and learn about individuals different from oneself, and use a holistic mindset to identify all segments of the community that could be affected and engage them as appropriate.
How do people's pronouns or racial background affect how FEMA responds to natural disasters? And here is the mayor of Newland, North Carolina, one of the many towns that was completely devastated by Hurricane Helene.
So my daughter, whose house got completely wiped out, she has no flood insurance, meets with a FEMA person, applies for everything she get, doesn't get the $750 that Kamala says that she's supposed to get, gets approved for $300 for personal items. What is that going to do? That's literally what she got. Her entire first floor is wiped out. We hauled everything off. It's gone. So what is FEMA? And being a mayor.
So they didn't even give her the full $750.
They didn't even give her $750. Denied the $750.
They gave her $300.
They gave her $300. That wouldn't cover what's in the refrigerator.
As you probably heard, if you point out the facts that FEMA has gone woke and wasted billions of our dollars in order to help the migrant invasion, then of course they call you a conspiracy theorist and an anti-Semitic conspiracy theorist, like the Washington Post, which claims that the supposed conspiracy theories about George Soros are just false, being involved in, you know, encouraging and funding the migrants to invade us. They're anti-Semitic. That's interesting, because back in 2016, he wrote this op-ed in the Wall Street Journal, openly bragging that he was going to spend $500 million to help the migrants come here. Vivek Ramaswamy hit the campaign trail with Donald Trump yesterday in Scranton, Pennsylvania, Joe Biden's old stomping grounds, to give a basic rundown of why people should vote for Donald Trump over communist Kamala.
If you want to seal the border, vote Trump. If you want to grow the economy, vote Trump. If you want to restore law and order in this country, vote Trump. If you want to stay out of World War III in this country, vote Trump. If you want to revive our national identity in this country, vote Trump. If you want to make America great again, vote Trump.
That's right, and if you want to help make my YouTube channel great, give it a subscribe and check back here on a regular basis. Like I said, hopefully someday we can get to 2 million. It's just been tough being shadow banned. The channel used to grow very rapidly for years and years until the algorithm shifts after Trump came into office. And ever since then, it's been pretty stagnant. So appreciate all the support. Share my videos on your social media feeds and give a shout out telling people to subscribe. And stay tuned, because I will see you soon.